بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in the chapter about the coming of Dajjal and the signs of Qiyamah. Furthermore, details about Dajjal are given in this hadith. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّالِ فَيَتَوَجَّهُ قِبَلَهُ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. When Dajjal will come out and he will appear, then one of the believers will go and approach him. According to ulama, this will be Khadir alayhi salam, who we famously know as Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam. فَيَتَلَقَّاهُ الْمَسَالِحُ مَسَالِحُ الدَّجَّالِ. Then he will meet with the armed guards of Dajjal. He will have his bodyguards and he will meet with those people first. فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُ إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ تَعْمِنَ. Then they will ask him, where you want to go? Like naturally, you go to any place, the security asks you where you want to go, who you want to meet, etc. فيقول خضر عليه السلام, or this believing man will reply, أعمد إلى هذا الذي خرج. I want to go to this person who has come out, emerged, and who is calling himself to be Allah, this Dajjal, I want to go to him. فيقولون له, they will reply and say to him, أَوَمَا تُؤْمِنُ بِرَبِّنَا, don't you believe in our Allah? They will regard Dajjal as their Allah, because Allah will give him permission to do certain things which nobody else can do, which we can't do, and that will, he will claim that to be signs of him being Allah. Also, ulama have written, when he will appear first, he will establish his own religion, and after that he will claim Nabuwat, that he is a Nabi, and after that he will claim that he is Allah himself. So they will say that, don't you believe in him? فَيَقُولْ مَا بِرَبِّنَا خَفَاءٌ. He will reply and say that Allah has got no concealment. The signs of Allah are very, very clear. But he has got no of that signs. A mu'min will be able to see through him very clearly. On his forehead will be written kafir. The clear words will be written, and this a mu'min will be able to read. The others will not be able to see that, and nor will they be able to read it. فَيَقُولُونَ, then those guards will discuss among themselves, and they say, اُقْتُلُوا, kill this person. فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ, then the guards will have a discussion amongst themselves, and they will say to one another, أَلَيْسَ قَدْ نَهَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ أَن تَقْتُلُوا أَحَدًا دُونَهُ. Hasn't your Lord, that is Dajjal, hasn't he commanded you that you must not kill any person without his permission? First you have to get his permission. فَيَنْطَلِقُونَ بِهِ إِلَى الدَّجَّالِ. Then they will take him to Dajjal himself. فَإِذَا رَآهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ قَالَ, and when this mu'min, any believer will see Dajjal, will recognize him, then he will immediately say, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ هَذَا الدَّجَّالِ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. O people, this is the same Dajjal which Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم had told and warned the people about. فَيَأْمُرُ الدَّجَّالِ بِهِ فَيُشَبَّحُ. And then Dajjal will command and he will be laid down on his stomach. He will be made to lay down on his stomach. فَيَقُولْ خُذُوهُ وَشُجُّوهُ. And then he will say, now take hold of him and start beating him, strike him, torture him. فَيُوسَعُ زَهْرُهُ وَبَطْنَهُ ضَرْبًا. And by the effect of this torturing, the striking at him and beating him, his stomach and his back will expand. فَيَقُولْ أَوَمَا تُؤْمِنُ بِي. Then he will ask him, Dajjal will ask that person, don't you believe in me now that I am Allah? See what I can do. فَيَقُولْ أَنْتَ الْمَسِيحُ الْكَذَّابُ. He'll say, I'm convinced you are the false Messiah, that you are Dajjal which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned us. I'm convinced about that. فَيُؤْمَرُ بِهِ. Then Dajjal will start his next punishment and next torture. فَيُوشَرُ بِالْمِنْشَارِ مِنْ مَفْرِقِهِ حَتَّى يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ. Then he will have him sawn, take a saw, and from the middle of his head, he will saw him till between his legs. In other words, make two complete pieces about him. ثم يمشي الدجال بين القطعتين. Then Dajjal will walk between the two pieces of his body. One piece lying this side, one piece lying this side, and Dajjal will walk through. ثم يقول له, then Dajjal will say to him, قم, stand up now. فيستوي قائما, and then he will be made into one piece as an ordinary human being, and he will stand up now properly, just as a human being. فثم يقول له, and then Dajjal will ask him now again, أتؤمن بي, now do you believe in me? See, I made you into two pieces, this is the work of Allah, Allah does this, and I made you into one piece, I made you stand up. We can imagine what a great test it will be, that Allah will give him permission to do such things, that a person will be astounded, and any person who hasn't got iman will believe in him, that he is Allah. But those who prepared themselves with the iman and with the correct knowledge of deen, they will recognize him and they will know exactly. فَيَقُولُ, then that person will reply and said, مَزْدَدْتُ فِيكَ إِلَّا بَصِيرَةً. Now I'm even more convinced that you are Dajjal. Now I got no doubt left whatsoever. Because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam informed us about this. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ, and then that person will say, whether it's Khadir Ali Salam or who, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَفْعَلُ بَعَدِي بِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Now he'll never be able to do this with any other person. It was only meant for me, and he did this with me, he won't do it with any other person. فَيَأْخُذُهُ الدَّجَّالِ لِيَذْبَحَهُ. Then Dajjal will catch hold of him in order to slaughter him. فَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَ رَقَبَتِهِ إِلَىٰ تَرْقُوَتِهِ نُحَاسًا. Then Allah Ta'ala will make between his neck and his collarbone copper. Allah will plate it with copper. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيُ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Then he won't be able to slaughter him at all. فَيَأْخُذُهُ بِيَدَيْهِ وَرِجْلَيْهِ فَيَقْذِفُ بِهِ. Then Dajjal will catch hold of him by his hands and legs and throw him. فَيَحْسَبُ النَّاسِ أَنَّهُ قَذَفَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. And the people will be around and see, they will think that he threw him into the fire of Jahannam. وَإِنَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. When in actual reality, he has been thrown into Jannah. As it was mentioned, Dajjal will come, in one hand he will have fire, and in the other hand will be cold water. But this will be opposite things. The fire will be the enjoyment. That is, just as we had explained, it comes in a hadith, Jannat is covered with like difficult things, like all the commands of Allah which we find difficult. But if you do them, you enter into Jannat. And Jahannam is covered with all temptations which our nafs likes. All wrong things. If you do them, you enter into Jahannam. So the outside cover is opposite to what is inside. So it will look like that he threw him into Jahannam, into the fire, but he will actually have gone into Jannat. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Rasul صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, هَذَا أَعْزَمُ النَّاسِ شَهَادَةً عِنَّ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the person who has got the greatest shahadat by Allah Ta'ala. There won't be any shaheed that will be able to compare with what Dajjal, what Khadir Ali Salatu Wasalam was. Ulama have also written further that this will be the end of the life of Khadir, and he will not meet Isa Ali Salatu Wasalam when he will come. Isa Ali Salam will come later, and then Isa Ali Salam will kill Dajjal. But Khadir Ali Salam will have passed away before that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.